Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And then we have our moderator, Tiffany. All right, we are all here and we are ready to go. Please come in and tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. That is huge, huge, huge. No matter when you come in, if you're listening to this later or watching it later, still light up your grid. Tell us where you're from. Majorly important.
Yeah, we like it. We
Yes.
like it when you do
Luckily,
that. I do want to say one thing.
the whole planet likes
The whole
it.
planet, we thrive on it. It starts a pulsing or a frequency that we all join in on. I've just happened to notice that Julia and I did not coordinate today
We
at
didn't.
all. It didn't even come close.
Well, yours is busy, mine is busy.
Okay, that's a stretch. But we'll take it. And I even was in my closet going, what should I wear today? What would Julia wear?
Have something peach in your background. Is that a salt lamp? I match
Yes.
it.
There we go. There we go.
You okay? You may. I have a black stand that the aquarium is on.
We're stretching for the matching, but we're going to make it happen.
Going.
While you guys are in there putting your beautiful locations everywhere, would you also please put your questions to Julia and I in there? And the way you want to do that is put Tiffany in capital letters. And of course, for those of you who've been around with us for a while, we like Goddess Tiffany in the Cloud, Princess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, anything that you want to add to that to fluff it up and get her attention. We like it. If you are commenting in Facebook, please open it up to its full version, not just in the feed, but open it up so that it's in its full page and comment that way. That way, we're sure to get the comments. Did I forget anything?
Think that's it. We're
My
not going to say,
secretary.
please go to Tracy's YouTube channel to do anything. Let's go to Julia's YouTube
Well,
channel.
I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay. We asked if you were forgetting anything. That's all. I noticed you didn't say it, so.
I do need to put that in there. Now I got to fix my hair because I did something to it. Okay, so you guys are gonna watch me groom. We've been doing projects today at the house, and so then it was kind of like, oh, I gotta go get ready.
Yeah,
So
it
here
works.
we go. But yes, so Julia brings up a really good point. My Facebook page, if you're on there and you're commenting, we won't see it. So you got to go to my
Mine,
YouTube
mine,
page.
mine, mine,
Your
mine.
my YouTube page. So if you go to Tracy Mahan on YouTube, you'll find it. Anyways, that's a great place to comment and share and get excited about the show. And I always go in there and read your comments, and I'll click like and little hearts on them to let you know that I'm looking.
I read them. I'm not real. I'm right now. I'm behind on getting back to you and liking and loving and commenting. So bear with me. If you want an
Feel
immediate
like.
response, Tracy, go to Tracy. I'll give you
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was very nice of you. Thank you.
that.
So I was listening before the show while I was getting ready to the energy updates because there's stuff going on. So
There
what's
is. Yeah.
happening? So basically what it was talking about was that we were going to really start becoming aware of our belief systems, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Is that a belief system or is that real? That kind of a question needs to come to the surface so that we can move through some old traumas and stuff. So, for example, if you're upset about something, you might ask yourself, is this really happening or is this just a belief system that I have, that I'm clearing out?
Yeah.
You're
And if
going
it
to get
is
more
a
clear.
belief, where is it coming from?
Yeah.
If it's
Where
something
is it
that's
coming from?
like, why, because sometimes our belief systems, we inherit them. They come, they're coming down the generations and our parents, we have a lot of people around us that have beliefs and we just grab them. Well, they
Well, we
believe it,
don't
so it
know
must
any
be
better.
real.
It's the kind of world we're in, this concept we're in, we're taking those things on. So it's gonna become you're gonna become aware of some belief systems that you have. And you're going to become clear on some things that either that you're ready to let this go, or you really do believe this and want to move forward with that. Not all belief systems are bad. In fact, you manifest off of your belief systems.
Yes.
So what kind of things do you want to believe for so that you can create and manifest them?
Yeah.
So,
Good point.
yeah. Anyway, that's my energy update. Do, 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 do. So
That's
there
very cool.
it is.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do we want to give them more time, or do we want to jump over to see what's happening?
We can see where they're from. I have an update on the messages that I've been receiving. So I got another one this week. So I don't know if we want to do it now because it's real short, but
Yeah.
or we can do it now or we can do it after hearing everybody.
That gives everybody more time to get in there and put their where are you from in there.
Okay. So you know how we've been talking about, like I've been getting messages about, they're talking about releasing, let everything go, and that. And so, and I would, and then the last time I got that, I asked for more clarification around it. And they're like, you have to let go of every single feeling, everything. And I'm like, and so that just kept going, every feeling, really? Every single feeling I have to let go of. I can't hold on to any of, even the good ones and stuff. And see, and this is really important because we get something and it feels like, okay, that's the answer. But see, you can keep going deeper, deeper, deeper. And I could have just stayed there with that and then like been like, okay, don't hold on to any, because I was trying to make sense of that. It's like, how do I just feel them and let them go. Just let them go. Let them go. Don't hold on to anything. And that's where I was working with myself. And then I asked again, so even the good ones, we can't, hold on to that. Just a second.
I read those lips. Did you guys?
Anyway, yeah, she loves to claw on the chairs when we're doing the show.
Mine too.
Ah, so anyway, okay, so I'm asking again, even the good ones and stuff, and here's what came through. It was so simple but so profound. Release or let's see here. Okay, release or remember fondly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I know that I didn't have, because fondly is not a word. I mean, the whole way that's worded, that's an Estes kind of
That's,
statement. That's
yeah,
the
that's not a, it's not a Julia
no.
verbiage.
No, it's not a Julia verbiage. Because I keep wanting to put it in there. Remember it, I mean, release it. Or remember it fondly, and it wasn't. Those its were not there. Remember or release, or release or remember fondly, and that really does. It's like if you can't,
Makes
so
sense.
remember fondly is a way of reframing. So if it's something that happens, like either reframe it so that you can remember it in a nice and a fond manner. And if you're not able to do that, let it go. Just get rid of it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Does you no favors.
Wonderful. That was a good recap of some of the stuff. Hopefully you guys were able to get the show last week. We had some technical issues and
Yeah,
that
and
kind
you're
of
going to
bugged
just
us.
show me how to switch out the show for the part, the
You
technical.
just have to upload the new one, but
Okay.
yeah, when we have the opportunity to do that. I didn't see it come in yet, but
Okay.
I know it will. So, yeah, so I think we're at the point of our show where we're going to
Yes.
find out where everybody's from, and we're going to watch Julia light up like a cannonball over there.
Cannonball and Christmas tree lights.
Yeah. Beautiful Tiffany in the clouds with your butterfly wings and your angel heart. Who do we have in the audience today?
Hey, we have Michigan, Oregon, Ontario, Florida, Idaho, Norway, Arizona, Vermont, Australia, Texas, Michigan, Ohio, New Hampshire, Texas, Canada,
Texas.
Boston, New Zealand.
Over there.
And
They're
that's
like,
all I have right now because I'm going to be honest, my oh, San Diego. My computer was having issues, and so I lost a lot of them. So,
oh, you guys might have to get in there and do it again. Just start making some up. What do you think was in there?
Arkansas, Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon, Arkansas, Oregon, Austin.
We have Seattle, Indiana, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, UK.
See, everybody jumped in and helped her out. I love that. Perfect.
Right.
I love
Thank
it.
you.
Now, you lost things. Were there any questions in that? She's thinking.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh. Oh. Do you want me to see?
I have questions if that's what you're asking.
Oh, we're good
But
then.
if there were questions early on, there's a chance that those were not captured. But I have questions, so that's not anything that needs to be worried about at this time.
Perfect. Are we ready for
Yeah, I'm
questions?
ready.
I'm ready too.
Do you have some world events or anything that you want to discuss or?
No.
Okay.
No. Just cleaning out a garage. You guys want to hear about it? No.
Sounds like a fun project.
Yeah, kind of was. It's like I literally is going, how do we do this? Every year we clean the garage. It's like, where's this stuff come from?
Yeah,
Anyway.
totally get it. I have a room that does that.
Yeah, I have a house of boys, so things happen. It
Enough said.
grows.
Boys.
Boys. Now,
That's
you go to Tiffany's house and her garage is perfect. And I might have to say I'm a little jealous of that because I used to be able to park in my garage. That is not a thing anymore.
Oh.
Well, partly because I drive a pickup,
Oh, yeah.
but when I had my car, I used to be able to park in there. Nope, not now. It's got gym equipment and bicycles. But it's looking good. Everybody did a nice job. So there's my story.
Done.
About you?
Spring cleaning done. I need to do stuff. I don't have a garage, so I don't have to worry about
Yeah,
that.
true.
But I do have a lot of
And your
under the
shed
ground.
you use for snakes, so.
Yeah, they like to be around there, so I did have to go in there the other day to look for something, and I haven't seen any yet, so I mean, I'm sure they're out, but they're maybe slow moving. Anyway, they're not over there yet. So, but I was really careful. I hate it because that's a good shed, and that's all I can associate with it right now are snakes.
I know, like when you get mice infestation, you have things to deter the mice from coming. Is there things like that for snakes?
Maybe, but the biggest thing is to keep the mice out because the snakes are looking for mice.
Oh, wow.
So, if you will get rid of the mice, that's probably what's happening there. I mean, I'm in the country.
Aren't you guys glad I'm asking these questions? Huh.
It's a shed. It's out in the middle of the woods. It's like, hello. It's
Yeah, you're going to
nature
have critters.
of it.
It's a shelter. Yeah. All right. Let's call in our beautiful Tiffany, little angel in the sky. Oh, I like this. We're going to mimic your wings.
Tiffany, Princess of Metaphysics. I'm wondering about, I'm sorry, this is from Paige. I'm wondering about how to find the right next step when it comes to a job. I get caught up in money issues and then worry I'll be miserable.
And that's the big thing right there is there's money and there's what do I want to do? What brings me joy? What brings me bliss? And if we're just going for the money, it's your goal is to find one that marries the two. You
Yeah.
can do what you love and you will make a decent amount. If you will do that, it may not be as much as you want at first, but I'm telling you, if you will do what you love, the money comes. So, and it follows and everything, or you do what you need to get by and then do something on the side that brings you all that joy and then gradually shift to it. I think that's what you did, isn't it, Tracy? You
Yeah, I
gradually got
did.
over there to it.
But that was bringing me back to our original energy thing is there's a belief system going on there too, possibly where, oh, I'm looking for a job, but it doesn't pay to do the thing I love. So I have to do something I don't care to do so that I can pay the bills. Those are belief systems. So
Absolutely.
check into that. And
Yeah, maybe believe that you can have the
I
job.
had them all.
Yeah.
It's like,
I I can do what I love and make the money I need to support myself doing what I love.
Yeah, easily. Always,
Easily,
always
yes,
fit easily in
easily.
there. You easily can do that. It's so easy. Yeah.
Yeah, you such a good point, because it's all based on your beliefs. What do
Yeah.
you believe? Because that goes out ahead of you and starts filtering your reality.
Yeah. Very, very true. Okay, well, I think we cover that one, or do we want to talk any
No,
more
that
on
sounds
that?
good.
Yeah, I think that's good. And good
I
luck
thought it
with
segued.
the perfect job.
Yeah.
That was Paige. Good luck, Paige. We're all rooting for you to get that perfect job that you're going to love to wake up to.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful Tiffany up in the etherical realms of moderation. Moderator.
Moderation.
I mean, it made sense that
Moderation
I had
realms.
moderation, moderator realm. Maybe that's how we need to say it. You try it.
Hi, Priestess Tiffany. This is from Juliet. When manifesting, I get caught up on the fact that it's a belief system, and doubt comes in around, such as, oh, it's just another belief system. Any advice accepting beliefs?
This is, I mean, I love this theme that's
Yeah,
happening
it's
here.
perfect. Yeah, I think it's good to recognize that it is a belief system, and that then you get to decide, do you want it?
Yeah.
Is it a good one? Because we
Does
create.
it support you? Does it support what you want to do? Yeah.
And if it doesn't, how can you shift that belief around a little bit?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Reframe. Right, because you can do that. You can shift them. You can reword them. You can rework it. You can do all these things. We're not stuck in stone with our beliefs. The beliefs come from our thoughts.
Yeah, so this is where affirmations could come in handy, I think, you know, because sometimes it takes a little bit of rewiring that belief system, right? You're going to start affirming something different that's more desirable and do that often throughout the day so that you can create the new belief system. Yeah.
They go hand in hand, because I can hear someone saying, yeah, but I do these affirmations, but if I don't believe it, then how, see how the one is creating the new belief, but then you need the belief to support it. So they do go hand in hand. So it's a matter of you desiring to shift that whole process.
Here's another question that I like to ask people. When you're working towards something, what's at risk if you actually get it? So, whatever that manifestation is, or creation, like the job, let's go back to was it Paige with the job? What's at risk if you actually get the job that you love, that supports you? What's going to have to change? And I know it seems like a silly question because people will be like, well, of course that would be amazing and awesome. But something's changing there. And if you really look at it, then you might find that there's some fear around some of the change. That might be what's getting in the way.
Excellent point.
Yeah, I love that question because people go, what? Why would there be
Yeah, he's
anything
like,
at risk?
I would want that. What's the deal? It's like, and it might be you have to change locations, or you have to change friends, or you have to change who knows what, and it might be something that's like, oh man, I hadn't thought of that. And
Yeah.
or you're aware of it somewhere back there. It's like, can't do that, won't go there.
Exactly.
You're aware of what you're doing now.
Yeah, so these are good questions right on topic with the energy that's supporting it right now. It's really good.
Yes.
All right. Are we good with that one? Oh, I like it. Ding dong and the angel in the sky.
Is from Shannon. Princess Tiffany, I feel like I could be more aggressive and move faster. Am I procrastinating out of self-sabotage, or am I quote unquote on time?
You're always on time, and yes, you're procrastinating, and yes, you're sabotaging. All of them are correct. Again, where's the fear?
Yeah.
Right? That's
Okay, let's break that apart though. I love that, but yes to all of them. And so what makes that a true statement?
Because she believes it.
Because she believes it. Yeah.
Here we are, full circle again.
Full circle. So what do you want to be the situation? What do you
Yeah.
want? Yeah.
And you already knew the answer because of the way you asked the question.
Yes.
So good for you. That's really good. This is another thing we can look at is our verbiage. You know, like the way you asked that question is already telling us that this is something that you already in your subconscious mind know is happening. That there's some sabotage and some procrastination and but am I on time? Well, of course you're on time. You can't be anything but.
Yeah, we're
Yeah.
always in right time.
Yeah. So, all right. So hopefully
Okay, let's expand on that. You're always in right time. So that can be like, what the heck? But if I'm doing these things, how can that be in right time? That must mean I'm supposed to do these things. It means you're on the timeline where you are doing those things. Now, when you shift and you decide to change how you're doing it, then you will be on a timeline where it happens faster. See, so that's
gotcha.
where this is what you're doing is right time for this timeline and where you are.
Yeah, and you set up the scenarios so that you would have the opportunity to procrastinate or sabotage so that you could learn and so that you could have this conversation with us so that we could be like, hey, what do you really want? And this is something that through the QHHT sessions that I think every practitioner will probably find is that your client's going to come in and sit down and they're going to know all the things they don't want. And the first moment you ask them, what do you want? Then that's when you hear the pause. I don't know. So that's my challenge to the audience today. What do you want? Get clear on that because that's how you manifest. I think it was said best when I heard it was Neil Donald Walsh who said, God always says yes. And so if you're like, oh, I don't like the way that this is happening, you're right. You don't like it more. You know, wherever we're
I'm
putting
always
that
getting
attention.
whatever
It's
exactly.
what the universe keeps responding to. So when we don't know what we want, and then we get mad at the universe because it's not delivering something better, well, the
Yeah,
universe is sitting going, what do you
delivering
want? You
what's
know?
the word? Ambivalence. It delivers ambivalence because that's what we're giving it. That's what
Yeah.
we're putting out.
Yeah. So challenge. What do you want? Get clear. If you were waking up in the perfect day, what would that look like? And you do not get to put in all of the, well, this wouldn't be happening and that wouldn't be happening because that's what you don't want. So be clear about what you
Focus
would
on
like
what
to
you
look like.
want. Yeah, that's a famous focus on what you want, not what you don't want.
All right. I think that's good. That's a good thinker for everybody. That was a great question to be submitted because it fits for everybody. So that's awesome. Wonderful. All right, Miss Tiffany, what else do we got?
This question's from Auntie Sean. Illustrious Tiffany. A long time ago, Dolores had suggested the best things to improve diet and help in ascending. Do we remember those suggestions?
The main thing was just lighter foods. It was like really it's she was this was guidance she was being given, and they were saying that this is what will be happening. It wasn't that you must do these things to ascend. It was that you were going to naturally see these happening. You were going to start gradually shifting. So if you were noticing that your diet was shifting, this is why. But what they were saying would be happening was you'll probably start moving away from the heavy meats and the junk foods, things like that. You'll eat more light foods like fish and chicken. They were encouraging that in your vegetables. I think they a lot of them they kept saying the raw foods. But it was that. It was just shifting from the heavy foods, and we just get lighter and lighter as we keep moving.
So I have some interesting things to add to that that are a little bit controversial. So I've had clients that wanted to quit smoking or quit drinking coffee or you know certain kinds of maybe caffeine related products or whatever. And when we got to the SC, the reason that they were smoking or drinking those things or whatever were because those like smoking was grounding that person. And it was a grounding thing. Now they were a volunteer. They're highly sensitive, and the smoking would actually ground them. And the caffeine, the coffee, same thing. It would actually have the opposite effect. Like it didn't wire the person, it would ground them.
Found them.
So, there's other dietary things too that might be changing. Then, and it could be that maybe you're drawn to drink a cup of coffee now and then, or something like that. So, that's there's a lot of answers to a question, and I think each person is going to be individual in that.
Well, and that's what I was. I had my guidance and my, because I kept looking. People were all going vegetarian, and they were going, and they were like, "We have to do this because we have to get lighter and everything." And I asked my guidance team, and they're like, "No, you need protein. You need meat. You need to eat these things. Later, it may change, but right now, this is what you need." So I encourage you follow your own guidance, and like you're saying, have a session where you, these are only, these are broad, they weren't even guidelines. They were more like, this is what you will see happening. It wasn't everybody must do this to ascend. It was, you are going to notice your diets changing. And
And the diets can they can go back and forth too. Like you might need to feel lighter, and then all of a sudden you notice you haven't eaten meat for 3 weeks, and then you're craving it all of a sudden and you need it. And so it can change, you guys. It's not there's not just one thing, that's a forever absolute. And I love the idea of get your own session and ask that question, because and don't be attached to another person's answer. Ask your own question and be open to it, the answer being different. And it surprised me when the smoking one really
yeah,
surprised me.
I can imagine.
And eventually they did get the time to quit, but at that time it wasn't the right time. And that's interesting too. It's just like you're saying, it wasn't the
You have to
time
follow
to
your own
switch to
guidance.
food.
But it could be they needed, they needed something to ground them, and that was what they were using at that point. Then maybe they were able to find something else, then were able to leave to let the smoking go.
And actually we did try that in the session. Is there another way to ground? Is there a way to da, da, da? And did get some answers to that, but the smoking didn't stop that day. So it could be that those things were applied, and then that's when they were able to finally stop. So yeah. So it is interesting, and it's kind of fun to look at the fact that there are no necessarily no two things that are alike, right? And what's working for one person may not for the other. And I do this a lot with the different classes that I do, is please do not compare yourself to the person next to you, or that you've been watching on TV or on YouTube or something like that. You are unique. You're going to bring your stuff in a unique way.
That's
And we come from all these other planetary systems. We're not all from the same system.
no,
And
that's where you
so
see some of these idiosyncrasies is because of the past, where they're from. In this life and others.
Like the breatharians, what an interesting group of people to be able to live like that. But I've had people that have gone into QHHT, into their past lives, and they were beings on a planet where they didn't have to eat. The sun was what charged them. They would drink water, and the light from the solar system was what charged them. And so here we got these people that feel like all they need to do is drink water and breathe. And it's like, how do you live? How can you sustain yourself?
It's not fathomable to
Yeah.
us.
So,
But eventually we'll all be there. That is where we're going, but we're all different stages right now.
yeah, all different stages. And so trust what your guidance, what you feel drawn to. What are you craving? There might be a reason why you're craving that.
Cookies.
What kind of cookies? Oh.
Wonder how we can make that one good. Let's see here.
Yeah. That's got to have a vegetable in it somewhere.
Carrot cookies.
Carrot
Carrot.
cookies,
Yeah, they
yeah.
have carrot cake. We can have carrot cookies.
Very good. Yeah. I like the way you're
Zucchini
thinking.
cookies.
You guys have probably all been like, I'm out. No. Love it. I do have just a week or so ago, I posted the crystalline body video where it does kind of touch on, you might find yourself as we are acclimating to these different DNAs and are the structure of our body changing, that we might be feeling more apt to eat the lighter foods. And it said colorful foods too. Colorful
Colorful.
foods to bring in the different vibrations. And so that I mean, it's in the air. We're going through some transformations. So this is actually a pretty good topic for tonight, I think. So again, what do you believe? Do you believe you need to change that diet? Do you feel guided to do it? Yeah.
And if so, follow your guidance. Yeah. I mean that's probably what it all keeps coming back to. Follow your guidance.
Yeah.
What that was a roadmap back here that was saying this is going to be happening. Don't feel odd if your diet changes. This is why it's changing. But that's it. Follow your own guidance to what you want to do with it. What
Yeah.
changes should make. Yeah.
Love it. All right. I think it's time to get the beautiful angelic Tiffany from above more engaged in the conversation. What do you have for us next?
This is from Fawn, Tiffany Dragon Goddess.
Ooh.
Are there any energy updates slash downloads going on in the collective right now? I have felt an immense shift, LOL.
Did you miss the beginning of the show? Because Tracy did do a energy update.
Yeah, so the just in case, Fawn, just in case you did miss that, we were talking about how our belief systems are going to become more present and we're going to have more clarity. And then I challenged everybody at one point also get clear about what you want. But yeah, there's always energy downloads going on. So you might be going through a phase of evolution for yourself wherever you're at with it with things. It could be a personal growth moment. What do they call that? The glow ups. I like that. You're gonna have
I
a
hadn't
glow
heard
up.
that. That's interesting.
Oh, I always thought that was cute. When I heard it the first time, I was like, yeah, you're going through a glow up. Anyways, you might be going through something like that. That's enhancing it a little bit for you, but of course there's always stuff. And when was it? Yes, no, couple of days ago. The last video I posted, there was part of that was about how mid to late summer, we're going to have a big shift. So let's see if that happens. That would be fun.
Okay. Any more? Like, what kind of big shift? It was just.
It's going to be I don't know if there's going to be some disclosure that's going to come out that's going to bring us into another level of understanding of what we're doing. Boy, I said that and I just had a weird déjà vu moment.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, so I feel like if in that I'm having a weird moment right now, you guys. So it feels like we already know something and it's going to come to the surface even stronger.
Okay.
So you guys might be already feeling it, and that might be what you're talking about, Fawn. That's interesting. I just had the weirdest, like out of body, like you were just going to have to finish the show. I'm out.
I'm gone by.
That's it. Yeah. I'll just sit here and do the bobblehead. But yeah, it feels like and it feels good. It feels like we're all going to have this, oh, and in a good way as we shift into more awareness around new earth, 5D, that type of thing. So I think it's
Cool.
good. Yeah. Now that I'm going to be thinking about that because I had the weird experience with it.
She
Thanks for
jumped
the
out. She
question,
probably jumped
Fawn.
timelines and then came back. Luckily, came right back to the same second or moment.
Yeah, I came back in. Where did I go? Yeah. I love it. Talk about that a little bit, how we can leave and come back in the same moment.
Well, you just demonstrated it. I mean, that's what happened. You left, and we're always moving timelines. We're always going. We go out of our body so much. We're out of our body more than we're in the body. And we do this, but usually we're completely unaware of it happening. If it had been anything else, you probably wouldn't have even noticed it, but you were actually talking on the air. And so it was like, this is happening. But
Yeah.
oh, and they're saying that's why they chose it, this point, so that you could demonstrate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, anytime. Tracy loves to demonstrate points.
I do. Especially when it feels weird and like, oh gosh, why do I feel funny right now? Okay. But yeah. It did. It felt like collectively we know something. And
course
I'm
we
sure we do, but
do.
like, it's
Remember,
like
we
we all had a
know
meeting, you guys. We all had a
it
meeting. We're probably on Julia's ship with Dolores, and we all sat down and had a meeting, so we all know it's coming. But then when we came back, we didn't get to fully remember that.
we agreed to forget it again.
Yeah, but we're preparing for whatever it is. And I think that's what I was feeling, because it just felt like, why are you talking about this? You already know. And that was the feeling that was coming in. I'm like, we don't know. Wait, what's happening? So, yeah. So thank you, Fawn, for bringing that in and opening us up to remember that we already know. That's cool.
And that's the fun thing. It's like when it happens, it's like, but I knew this. And you're
Yeah.
like, I've been anticipating this. We've been waiting. We've been working. I
Yeah. I love it. All right, let's get some more questions in and see what else can blow our minds away tonight. So, Goddess Tiffany, beautiful, fluffy princess on a cloud. No, princess on a fluffy cloud.
Yeah,
You're
maybe.
not fluffy, the cloud's fluffy. Let's just get that straight.
Either's fluffy is fine. Can
Either fluffy.
Either fluffy.
you give example affirmations for inviting positive energy and letting go?
I live in a universe that loves me and supports me. I'm always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing.
Someone said to me one time, one of their affirmations, I just love this. I am spoiled by the universe. They spoil me rotten. They just, it's
Yeah.
like, no, I get all the fun stuff. I get all the wonderful things.
I do like that one. The universe spoils me. Yeah. This is so easy.
So easy. And that one's easy to put in anywhere because we have been taught that good things are hard. They're hard to do. Accomplishments are difficult. So that's just a belief.
Yeah.
So if we start putting in easy, you'll see your paths smoothing out.
Yeah, it is easy. The more we talk about how easy it is, it just keeps getting easier. And so that's a good one to always use. I'm trying to think of some other really good ones. I used to play with I work half the amount of time doing something I love, making twice the amount of money, and now it's like three times, four times the amount of money, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to
I literally experienced that this last year, and
She called me and she's like, how did that happen?
I
How
went
does
to
this
my
work?
accountant and I said, I hardly worked this year. I mean, like it really got slow. And she did the math and she's like, honey, you made the same amount of money. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, how did that
You're like,
happen?
okay, I can do
I
that.
quit.
I like that.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's do that then. So play with these things, you guys. What do you want? Yeah. Okay, so hopefully those were some good affirmations, but the universe absolutely does love you and wants to spoil you.
Yeah, and like
Yeah,
you said,
is
they say
spoiling you.
yes.
It
It
is
is spoiling.
spoiling you.
And
Yeah.
it will always say yes.
Yeah. It's the Disney dad and mom.
There we
Universe is Disney. I love it. Okay, what else do we got, Miss Beautiful Tiffany? Fluffy or not fluffy?
This is from Team Ginger, Special Operations Angel Tiffany.
Oh, this is good.
Do you have ideas about why I would be, quote unquote, hearing high tones in both ears and that sound almost like crickets? I almost didn't ask this for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
I want to ask a weird question about what colors are you noticing right now? Interesting, right? Like, is there
Yeah,
colors that go
not
with this
associated.
sound?
But for me, it's like whenever, what I've heard is like when you're hearing these high-pitched noises. Now the crickets, I think that's also part of that. It's calling you to go higher. So it's your guides, it's beings that are trying to communicate with you. They can only come down so far. They can't come all the way to our level so we can hear them. Like they're calling you to go up. I mean, actually they can because we do talk to them, but it's a calling to raise your frequency. It's a calling to go higher. So in order to communicate with them, you've got to raise your frequency. Now, a great way to do that is to, yeah, I am light, I am love, I am God. Think happy thoughts, think light thoughts. All those things raise your frequency and vibration, and that you'll start noticing. Like I was playing with that. I think I've talked about this before, but when I got that long time ago, that was what you need to do. Then the next time I got some of that high pitched tones, it was in the middle of the night, and so I just started doing that. I started thinking happy thoughts and saying, "I am love. I am light. I am ha happy. I'm, you know, all these things," and it went away. So, and I think that crickets is the voice trying to come through, is what it is. I think I've heard that, and so that's why it comes through in a way that we don't understand, because we're not on the level that it's coming from.
Yeah, I like that. That resonates that the crickets are the voices that are trying to come through. You might also look up the spiritual meaning of cricket. There could be a message in there for you. I mean, let's get literal with it. That could be something to it too.
Well, it's
But
interesting that you got colors. It's like, what color?
yeah.
Because colors and sounds go together, and frequencies, colors and frequencies. So that could be more information.
Yeah, there's something with colors that's going to be more prevalent with everybody too. Like the spectrum of colors that we're going to be able to see is getting expanded. So, I mean, just look at Julia's fish tank behind you. Like it's just popping in colors, right? So we're going to be more drawn to that. We're probably going to use more colors. The girl who wears black and white to the show, we're going to use more colors. I promise. I have to go through my closet maybe and get rid of some black, but might add some color. But yeah, I think we're going into some really fun stuff. So that pay attention. And if certain colors are jumping out at you, or you're finding yourself wearing certain colors a lot, that could be significant to a frequency that you're dialing into right now. So
Absolutely.
yeah. And I know the blues. Like for me, that blue in your tank is popping. There's different shades of blue, of course, but the electric blue is a healing color. That's a healing frequency. That's been shown to me for years now that the electric blue is healing. That little darker blue, because you do have a little electric bluish
At the
looking
top,
bush
and then
thingy
as
in
it
there.
goes down,
Yeah, and then the blue on the bottom would be that's kind of a color that brings us into a place of peace. Like when we're looking at shades of blue, it calms us down and brings us into peace. And so play with that. What do you feel like when you're looking at that color? What emotions does it bring up? What is there any sound you want to make with that? I mean, these are kind of some fun things to just.
because that is what was used long ago, was sound and colors were
Yeah,
everything.
very much. All right. Tiffany, what colors came to your mind?
Oh, I didn't have any colors, but the sound was whoop.
Oh, whoop. Okay.
Sounds like dripping water.
Maybe
That's a thing.
that's what they hear in there. Whoop, whoop.
Now, were you whooping for us? Like you liked our answers and you're like, whoop, whoop, like that? Or
I'm
was it?
not telling.
All
It's like,
right.
sure, that sounds
Yeah, we're gonna
good.
take it like that. Yeah. Yes. Woo. Okay. What else do we have, Tiffany? What else would the audience like to hear us chatter on about?
This is from Lisa. If God is the creator of all things, who is the creator of God? Also, I have always felt God and Jesus were the same. Any thoughts? Thank you. Namaste.
Well, God and all of us are the same.
Yeah,
So, yeah,
absolutely.
my thoughts on that is you're right.
And what was the first part was, I just
If
went
God
blank.
created everything, then
Yes.
who created God?
There is a creator beyond God, a creator that created God, and a creator that created that creator. There's creators. It keeps going back. How far?
Infinite.
Yeah, infinite. We, our minds are just starting to be able to grasp the concept that there's something beyond our God. And so our creator. So yes, it goes further. It's just, we'll have more information as we can grasp it.
Yeah, but it's a
Absolutely.
good question. It shows that you're starting to think a little deeper.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, an excellent question because not many people ask that. It's like that's just assumed. That's the
That's it.
epitome. That's it right there. It stops right there.
Yeah.
No. Well, who created that one? Good question.
It's so infinite. It'll blow your mind when you start to think about how infinite everything is. And we're
Yeah,
part
like
of
you're
all
saying,
of it.
yeah, and then Jesus and God, yeah, I mean, we're all, like you were saying, we are all parts of God. I mean, that's where we come from. We call it the source. That is our source. And yes, Jesus was a master. It was, he had gone through so much and he came back to help, to show the way and
Yeah.
teach, and any of us can do that once we, we get to a certain level. That's what we do. We come back and we help,
Yeah, he was a
so.
wonderful demonstrator of kind, generous,
Yeah.
godlike, or what we perceive as godlike behavior. So, yeah. But yeah, he says, or it's in the Bible that he says, everything I can do and more. And I remember that line because I heard it when I was a child, and in my head, I'm thinking, well, he walked on water and he turned one loaf of bread into many loaves and one fish into many fish, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for me, I was really struggling with that, idea that anything Jesus can do, we can do, and even more. Until I started getting the alternative versions of the walk with Jesus, what did he do in the last years and all the different things. And it's like, oh, well, we can do all of that. And we do have access to that. And we can do those practices and meditate and do the things. And so then it started to make sense to me. I could let that
Yeah,
go. But
he was just showing us how to be, because at that time, the majority of people were really struggling. They were just on this wheel and just, kill each other. Just kept going back and forth. Hurt, you hurt me, I hurt you. We're going to keep going back and forth. And it was like, we're going to stay on this perpetual wheel unless we start thinking differently. And that's when he came in. Him and many other masters at that time
yeah.
came in. They're roughly around the same time, but that's what they were doing. It's like, hey, I'm going to show you how to shift this, how to change this. You can do it differently. Be responsible. And amazing, it's like now we're finally kind of getting it.
Are you able to hear me? We're hearing that the audience is saying that there's no sound. So if you guys can hear us, will you please jump in the chat and let us know you can hear us okay? And if you can't hear us, then you don't know I asked that question. So,
True.
okay, so
There is sound. Okay. The stream says there's sound.
okay.
Okay, someone else says that they're not having issues, so I think we're good.
Okay.
It may just be that those couple of users.
Hopefully that gets figured out. We would like for them to hear us.
Absolutely. But look, if it's on the stream, then you can hear it in the replay. So let's just, let's keep moving and
Yay, thank you guys. Oh, there's such a huge, beautiful response. Okay. So we're hearing that if you're just joining, then it may take a second for the audio to catch up. So hopefully you're hearing us all perfectly now. I think we're ready for the next question.
I do too. That was a good
All
question.
right. Yeah. We have been really, you guys have really
Yeah,
been stepping up to the
really good
question
question.
plate. We've done some good ones. It's making our heads hurt a little.
It's making you jump out of your body. So
Yeah, I'd say stop that, but it was kind of fun to see what happened. Okay, Miss Tiff, what do you got?
says from Carolina, Goddess Tiffany, I wonder why not too many people notice disclosures. What percentage of us are li seeing, listening, and aware?
Good
I have
question.
an answer to that.
Okay, answer.
So some of you know that I do the channeling, and last week in one of my channels, Daniel said that the disclosure is always there. It's always happening, and we will only hear the parts we're ready to hear. So hopefully that answers that question. As people are ready for the disclosure, they're going to hear it because it's everywhere. Like, if you want to know something, it is out there. I've been down those rabbit holes, and so I know there's a lot of information out there, whistleblowers and all kinds of different things that are going on. And so yeah, the information is out there, and when you're ready for it and you resonate with it, then you'll find it.
Absolutely. So it was asking something about percentage. What percentage of people are, what was that, Tiffany?
Sorry, I have a fussy child. What percentage of us are seen, listening, and aware?
Percentage of us are seeing. You, have you got anything like that in your?
I have an answer to that. I want to say all of us are seeing, listening, and aware.
If you're here.
In a personal, like a session that I had with another person where they were really concerned about public, about humanity and getting left behind. And the answer to that is nobody's left behind. We may not all reach the same frequency at the same exact time, but we're all the dimensions will always exist. And so we will get there. Everybody will get there. And remember, you came as a volunteer to help these other beautiful souls get there. And Julia and I talked about this before, where don't assume just because somebody appears not awake that they are not, because they might be playing a role for someone else to help them in their awakening, and then they'll catch right up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we don't know another person's story. We cannot pretend to know if they are awake or not. But everybody is hearing exactly what they're supposed to be hearing, seeing exactly what they're supposed to be. They all have their spiritual team, their councils, their guides. They all have their higher selves working with them. So I know it can seem like we got some people that are just really not getting on board, but again, they might be playing roles. Remember, there are mirrors.
Yes.
So I hate to say that
That's
to people that are
the
frustrated with humanity, but it's like, but humanity and what you see in humanity is your mirror to
Yes.
something that you need to look at for yourself. And it could be as simple as that you're judging that they're not where you think they should be. It could be as simple as that. Just let that go. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. And you don't have to carry that burden. And I understand that what that is that you don't want to leave anybody behind. It's not that you're judging them, it's that you have fear for them. Let the fear go. They're exactly where they're supposed to be.
They're fine. Absolutely fine. If we just got the 3-minute warning. So if we want to, I don't know if we have a quick question or if we can go ahead and tell everybody where they can find everything.
I think you should do your outro.
Okay. Look at that
Outro. Okay,
lingo. Okay.
so
Go for it.
where do we want to start? Is there still room for Asheville?
Yeah, we still have some tickets. I mean, we're getting really close, but we still have some tickets. So if you would like to go to Asheville, North Carolina to the retreat, that's in like 2 weeks, May 23rd to the 27th. Really lots of fun stuff going on. It's all building, and it's really gonna be cool. Anyway, go to qhhtofficial.com, and if you will use the code 5DLOVE, that will get you $300 off the already reduced price. So
Wow.
really good deal.
5D love, you guys. Put it in.
The number 5D love. Okay.
Perfect.
And
Then June.
yes, June. Where
June,
was
we have
that
our
going?
amazing cruise in Iceland. It's a 10-day cruise. We're going to have 3 days of lectures with Julia, myself, Trina, Tiffany will be there as well, handing out hugs and lots of love. And, we have 6 different stops that we can get off the boat and go explore. It's going to be amazing. You can go to my website to find that information for the Iceland cruise, and that is tracymahan.com. I'm going to spell it because a lot of you want to put a Y on my name, and it's TRACIEMAHAN.com. and go find the Iceland information. It's all on there for you. We're excited about that. That's getting close too. It's like, oh my gosh, we're almost
No,
there. And
it's
you know what? It's going to be so easy to go.
coming. Absolutely. And if you'd like to be a practitioner or have a QHHT session, go to QHHTofficial.com and you can go to find a practitioner to find a practitioner to have a session with. Sure, you'll find Tracy right there. And if you would like to take the course, the information is on the front page as well as in the menu bar. And Tracy has a coupon that you can get 10% off the
That's right.
course.
The magic is real. All one word. The magic is real. Put that in and you'll get 10% off your level one course. Yay!
Yeah.
We did it. I think we did
Super.
it.
I think
He
so.
hasn't put the angry face on our little cue board yet. So I think we did it. All
Yeah,
right, you guys.
yeah.
Thank
Thank
you
you
for
so
being
much.
here. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank you.